Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm delighted to be in the studio once again with the artistic director of the Sitka Music Festival, Zuul Bailey. Thank you for being here.
Great morning.
Yeah, right. Wonderful weather.
Good morning, great morning.
Yeah, that's very true. Tell us a little bit about the weather in relation to what you've been up to and all of the musicians that you have here for the Sitka Music Festival.
Well, those who look outside and been outside realize what's happening. This is about the third day. We had our first crab feed in the sun in a long time. That was on this past Sunday. Yeah. And I've been promising the artists of the beauty of Sitka all summer. And what we were just discussing is that if you know, then the rain is fine.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you don't know really the depth of the beauty here and the vistas. So when the sun came out, as I think the general rule is, we started kind of putting off rehearsals and making rehearsals. Well, it doesn't even get dark now. So it's after hours, but it's been a spectacular few days. We have the only artist that has left this summer thus far is Alfredo Ayaguas from Mallorca, Kurt Nikkanen, who's the principal violinist concertmaster of the New York City Ballet, has come in with his wife, Maria Astriadou, who's a Greek wonderful solo pianist. And they've joined the members of the New World Symphony, Martin Schur, Natasha Peremsky's still here, and we're coming into our final week.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe it. Snap.
Yeah. It goes by fast. I mean, I'm sure you're busy the whole time, we know, but...
I warned the musicians. I said, you don't understand how Sitka kind of magically makes time disappear. And I said, the first 4 days of your being here, which was 3 weeks ago, I said, will be a climb. And then all of a sudden we'll be in the last week. And I said, don't let that happen. Mm-hmm. Enjoy every second you can. Sit on the porch, go outside, go for walks. But here we are.
Final week.
Yeah.
So, well, tell us speaking of the final week, what do we have to look forward to this week?
A lot. I mean, I programmed accordingly, and I'm really grateful that I had the foresight to see it. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of new sounds, familiar artists, masterpieces. We have unusual ensembles. So we've had a lot of quartet things, a lot of solos and duos this summer, celebrating a wide range of composers and styles. But the last week is, the last two concerts, which are Thursday night and Friday night, both end with barn burners. The Mendelssohn Octet, which was one of probably the most famed chamber music pieces out there. Mendelssohn wrote it when he was 16.
Oh my goodness.
It's kind of a virtuoso orchestra. Again, you can't, if you've heard it, you will be there. If you haven't heard it, you've got to hear this thing. And then on Friday night, the big barn burner is the Tchaikovsky Souvenir de Florence sextet. And it's just fireworks and fun and flair that only Tchaikovsky can really do. Another big highlight is the addition of the clarinet this week. Mm-hmm. We've got the principal clarinetist of the Spokane Symphony, Chip Phillips, and his wonderful violinist wife, Amanda Phillips. And I got to know Chip in Spokane performing this past year, and it kind of ignited the idea of having a wind voice to our string world here in the piano world. And I asked if he would do the Brahms clarinet trio, which was one of the last works that Brahms wrote, and he said he would. So that's on the program for Friday night opening. And a very unusual work by Oliver Messiaen, which is called The Quartet for the End of Time.
Okay.
I would wager that it's never been done here before. It's opening the concert on Thursday night. It's for an unusual combination of instruments. It's piano, cello, violin, and clarinet. And Messiaen wrote it in the concentration camps of World War II.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote it for the instruments that were available to them and the musicians available to him, with missing keys, with missing strings, because they didn't have the equipment. And it really does explore how in despair there's also hope. And also kind of like an ultra marathon or something extraordinary physically that you go through, you see things that happen chemically in your body that are not normal. And I say that because when you hear this piece, he really does sonically describe how the human body and spirit can be challenged and also, again, survive and have hope.
Wow, this sounds amazing.
It is an amazing work. Yeah. And so that's the opening of Thursday's show. We're going to be doing snippets of that at the Box Lunch event at the Odessa Theater at noon on Thursday as well as possibly at the Mean Queen on Wednesday night. So we've got a full week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to basically all the repertoire that I just mentioned, which is the Mendelssohn Octet, the Souvenir de Florence by Tchaikovsky, the Messiaen Quartet for the End of Time, the Brahms Clarinet Trio, will be shown in many venues to prepare for those big events so people can come hang out at the Mean Queen on Wednesday night. As well as the Box Lunch. And then we get to all celebrate the Fine Arts Camp at the Jazz on the Waterfront on Saturday night.
So that's the reason the concerts are slightly different this week,
right?
Thursday, Friday.
This community works so well together, and we try to always look at the calendar and make sure we can all celebrate, all be at every event. Yeah. So Saturday is all about the Fine Arts Camp and the Jazz on the Waterfront. And then Sunday we have our final brunch. Sadly, it's sold out. Wonderfully for us,
right.
But for those of you who haven't gotten tickets, it's a special event held at the Minor Music Center, Stevenson Hall, and we've got food and mimosas, and it's just a kind of an afterglow party, an encore,
nice
with music as well, and we get to celebrate the musicians and then have the whole day to sit on the porch and just revel in the last day of the festival.
Well, and there's a possibility people might still see some interesting collections of musicians out and about in nature performing.
Oh, right.
Tell us a little bit about the filming. You had a chance to go up to Harbor Mountain when it was nice.
Well, we took a chance. Actually, it's our wonderful executive director, Alex Sirio, was able to secure a film crew to come in and kind of document the sights, not necessarily the sounds, but the sights of the variety in where we play and what we do here. And we're going to put a narrative to it. But the point is that we had no idea the weather was going to be the way it was going to be, is. So yesterday was a super, super day. We started off at Beaver Lake and went into next to the waterfalls and filmed. I performed on my carbon fiber cello. We went to Harbor Mountain yesterday, and oh my gosh, the Mount Etchka was astonishing. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to Whale Island today, as well as other places. But they're going to stitch it all together almost in a music video format, tourism, as well as, you know, advertising the Sitka Music Festival. But more importantly, the beauty of how nature and music come together.
Well, and then I guess one other thing kind of looking forward beyond this week, we're wrapping up the Sitka Music Festival, but then it's not the end of music in Sitka. What comes next?
Well, thank you for asking. I find it so hard to leave Sitka, and you know, I had been brewing about starting a workshop / seminar / exploratorium for young professionals at some point. And about 8-9 years ago, we started collectively a cello seminar here in Sitka, because I didn't want to leave Sitka at the Minor Music Center building. And so this is, I think, our 8th or 9th year where we have 8 cellists from around the world, literally this year. We have more applicants than we've ever had. The word is getting out. Full scholarship. And they come study and live at Stevenson Hall at Sheldon Jackson campus. And we have visiting mentors. So we don't even call them students. We call them fellows. And then our quote, teachers are mentors. We have the VP of Artistic Programming for the New World Symphony, which is Martin Schur. We have the leader of the Montreal Chamber Music Festival coming in from Canada, of course, to talk to them and to listen to them. We've got the presenter from the Mesa Arts Center coming in from Arizona. And the reason why those people are coming in is because I'm trying to show firsthand how to be a professional. It's not just teaching how to do the craft of the cello at the point of the ages that we have, which are late 20s, is already done. But I want to show them what is expected by those who will be hiring them in a safe setting where they can ask questions and we can have forums in addition to concerts. So it's the Sitka International Cello Seminar begins next week. And for 3 weeks.
And listeners will get a chance to hear some of these cellists
everywhere.
Perform.
There'll be pop-ups all over town. Great. There'll be Mean Queen. There'll be box lunches, possibly. Lots of things.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in this week, Zuul.
Of
and maybe
course.
We'll get to chat with you again before the seminar is over.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.